Is Russia lying? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We have not seen any sign of withdrawal or de-escalation.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg and the U.S. agrees as talks with our allies continue in Brussels that Russia is not pulling back forces as it claims.
It appears that the opposite may actually be taking place. Maxar satellite technology that has been bringing us these images of troop buildups along the border for weeks says that they do see signs of heightened Russian military activity near the border of Ukraine.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Moscow. The probe into former President Trump's business returns to court today as a Democrat tries to get a subpoena enforced.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has been pursuing a civil case against the former president's organization, alleging he provided false information about the value of his properties to get certain loans or tax breaks. This week, the former president's accounting firm said financial statements they prepared could not be relied upon. James said that is proof her investigation is valid and that Trump should be compelled to testify.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a Trump attorney, says that financial firm also says there are no material discrepancies in those Trump filings. There's a new law in Virginia giving parents the option of having their kids not wear masks in schools starting next month. Some counties have been defying an earlier order allowing the option, punishing kids who don't wear them.
It appears
this morning was my ninth suspension of not wearing a mask, and it has been really hard to do work.
10-year-old Ronna McAllister was there when Republican Governor Youngkin signed the bill. Several other states are easing mask mandates, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky isn't ready to change guidance on that yet.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when these metrics are better.
A tough loss on ice at the Olympics. The U.S. women's hockey team beaten by Canada 3-2 in the gold medal game, settling for silver. That and a speed skating bronze give the Americans 21 medals in Beijing, tied for third. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Brussels for those talks with our NATO allies about Russia and Ukraine. The commander-in-chief will turn his attention back to his domestic agenda.
President Biden makes stops in Cleveland and Lorain, Ohio today to promote the $1 trillion infrastructure law that he signed last year that the White House says provides billions in funding for Ohio toward highways and bridges, water system and environmental upgrades, and union jobs. The trip of victory lap has Biden tries to rally support after sour first-year approval ratings on big issues like the economy, the Afghan withdrawal, immigration, and the president's handling of the pandemic. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In a new Quinnipiac poll, just 35% give the president a thumbs up. 55% disapprove of the job he's doing. Inflation's their top concern, followed by immigration. New numbers obtained by Fox show Border Patrol encountered nearly 154,000 migrants coming here illegally last month, double the number of 2021, four times the number in 2020, and more than 62,000 of those migrants allowed into the U.S. On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. NASCAR keeps getting ready for its most famous race of the year.
After last night's qualifying, Kyle Larson is locked in as pole sitter for Sunday's 64th running of the Daytona 500, with Alex Bowman starting to the outside of him in second. The remainder of the field will be established in this evening's blue-green vacation duels. Drivers who qualified in odd-numbered positions last night will make up the starting grid for the first 60-lap duel, with the even-numbered finishers in the second duel. The finishing order in the first run will set the inside row for Sunday's Great American Race from third and beyond. The second run, the outside row from fourth on. Green flag waves in the duels at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can tune into the action on Fox Sports 1. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA, Detroit beat Boston by 1 point, snapping the Celtics' 9-game win streak, the Pistons' first win in 9 games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.